fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the first day of December. Prepper tip of the day. We've got record-breaking cold coming over the next week or so. Depending on what part of the country you're in, it's going to be really, really cold. Which brings up the prepper tip of the day being, be sure you've got a backup source of heat for your home, at least able to heat a couple of rooms, and if or when the power grid goes down. Almost all modern heating systems, whether it's a wood-burning furnace, propane, or what natural gas, use electricity to make them function. So be sure you have a way to have heat in your home, heating up at least a couple of rooms, maybe a bathroom and a kitchen at a minimum, in case the power grid goes down. That is your prepper tip of the day. Get on it and get it done. Be sure you do it safely. If you don't know what you're doing, pay for somebody who has the expertise to do it correctly and safely.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, we don't need any tragedies. Every winter here in South Central Missouri, there's at least one or more families that go to bed and never wake up. Mom, dad, a couple, two, three kids. Every winter. Carbon monoxide.
You're absolutely correct. Last winter with some people I actually knew. Elderly woman with 3 generations all living in the same structure. 3 died. The rest got out.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. And it will just flat kill you. So
it will.
Messing around with things you don't know what you're doing, you better make sure it's done safely and done properly. Anyway, Tim, the world situation. Now let's look at Syria for a moment. We got President Assad. President Assad was working and living in London as a doctor. He didn't need this. I mean, he had a comfortable life. His father was getting ill. And maybe he had already died, I'm not sure. And he ran for president. He is, in fact, the duly, legally elected president of the country of Syria, isn't he, sir?
That is absolutely correct.
He is not a dictator. Dictators don't have elections. And if they do, they're the only candidate. So
Right. No, actually, so, Syria was known for the fairness of its elections before all this crap started.
Right. Right. Which in that part of the world is a bit unusual, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Typically, you have either monarchies or dictatorships in the Middle East. That's typically what you have. Syria was one of the exceptions. Now, with that as a foundation to work from, it's the Middle East, and you've got these conflicts among groups that go back more than a millennium, more than 1,000 years, of one group of Muslims hating another because they're the wrong kind of Muslims and perfectly willing to kill them. You've got Christians in the mix. You've got other people like these Yazidis. Is that how you say it?
Yazidis, and you've got Orthodox, and there's multiple religions,
Not just religions. You look at these Yazidis. It looks like you're looking at Vikings. You know, these are
that's true too.
These are pale-skinned, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasians living among Arabs. Who are not pale-skinned, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasians. These disparate groups who live in their own communities frequently spend their whole life never traveling more than a half-day walk from where they're born, with different religions, different languages. Frequently, they either just tolerate each other or actually hate each other. So it's hard to imagine that kind of culture and trying to be a leader of a country with all these disparate groups that actually hate each other and having normalcy in terms of daily commerce taking place, people being able to travel freely, having an economy that functions. Syria had all those things before outside intervention came in and started providing propaganda, money, and weapons to some of these disparate groups, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And it was all over a pipeline, John. That's the silly part. It was over an oil pipeline, or actually, I guess, a group of oil pipelines that was supposed to run through Syria into Turkey.
Same thing in Afghanistan.
Exactly the same thing in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That's what this is all over.
Right. Well, in Afghanistan, the Taliban were having beef barbecue, no pork, thank you very much, at President Bush's home in the spring before the war began. And basically the Taliban was told, hey, guys, you know, you're either going to go along with this pipeline or you're going to get a punch in the face with the U.S. military.
Right.
And they didn't like the terms. For whatever reason, they thought the terms were not what they wanted, the financial terms for the pipeline. They went home after having the beef barbecue. And it was only, 4 months later that the war began, didn't it?
Right, right. You know, with the excuse of 9/11.
So that was the spring of 2001 that the beef barbecue event took place with the Taliban leaders at the George Bush Ranch in Texas.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I absolutely remember that.
Yes. So the beef barbecue took place. The deal was offered. The deal was rejected. The Taliban went home. And then the war began after 9/11/01. The connection of the Taliban to Osama bin Laden, who, by the way, Osama bin Laden did think that the attacks on 9/11/01 were just dandy, but there's never been any evidence of a command and control relationship between bin Laden and the 19 hijackers that I'm aware of. Are you, Tim?
No, I'm not. Only connection I can find is most of the attackers were Saudi, and so is bin Laden.
Right. Well, that's...
That's nebulous.
That's nebulous. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Right. I agree.
So we went to war with an entire country because basically a pipeline wasn't built.
Exactly.
So Lord bin Laden, as his followers called him, Lord bin Laden, what was this guy? He's dead now, of course. 6'6", 6'8", a really tall guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was tall and skinny. Yes, he was.
Tall, thin man with serious health issues, including diabetes, if I recall correctly.
I know that it was said he had kidney problems also.
Kidney failure.
But basically what Bin Laden was a not-too-smart guy with lots and lots of money and away with people. You know, that's really what he was.
Right, right. Well, if you marry your first cousins for 1,000 years in a certain society, actually more like 1,400 years,
right.
The odds of having bright children are pretty slim. I mean, almost non-existent.
Correct.
So, the Taliban initially were our allies fighting the Soviets, and we provided training and equipment and all kinds of logistical support to the Taliban, the Mujahideen.
The CIA with a huge contingent right there in Afghanistan.
Right.
Provided them with Stingers, which at the time were a state-of-the-art man pad, you know, which allowed the Taliban to take down dozens, if not 100 or more, Soviet helicopters, an occasional warplane.
We just found out live on the air, my friend Sam Andrews admitted publicly to him personally shooting down Russian helicopters with Stinger missiles on behalf of the United States government. It wasn't just the jihadists fighting the Russians. It was also Americans over there actually squeezing the trigger on those Stinger missiles. But regardless, going back to Syria, the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, who is in fact a Muslim, has announced publicly that he wants to remove President Assad from being president. This is where it gets complex.
Yes.
Turkey and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and why Turkey is a member of something that when they're, 1,000 miles from the North Atlantic, but the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, they're a member of that. Under these treaty obligations that we have, if Turkey is attacked, we are compelled to respond, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, by treaty we are.
By treaty.
You know, there's certain things that are kind of vague to me. Does that mean if Turkey goes into another country and they're attacked in that country, does Article 5 kick in? Or does that mean if the Russians or Syrians attack Turkey proper, that's when Article 5 kicks in? You know, I'm not sure which it is.
Right. Well, I'm not either. In the absence of studying these treaties, it would be difficult to make any kind of informed opinion. But the consensus seems to be this is a flashpoint where World War III could possibly start. Would that be a fair statement, Tim?
Oh, absolutely it'd be a fair statement, John. I honestly believe that the first time that either Russia takes out Syrian armor or Turkish armor or Turkish warplanes, the fight's going to be on, and vice versa, you know, when Turkey does it to Russia. You know, either one could be an incredible flashpoint. Right now, from what I'm reading from official Russian propaganda sites, or, you know, just like we have CNN, they have RT. Have CBS, they have Sputnik. But anyway, you know, both same thing, both controlled by the government, respectively. But anyway, Russia is apparently somewhere between a state of disbelief and a state of confusion right now about what in the hell Turkey's up to. You know, that's the way I read it.
Well, we all, as Americans, we all need to keep in mind the long-term goals of international communism going back to 1917 under Mr. Lenin of worldwide conquest. Where the international communists fully intend to control the entire planet economically, militarily, politically, culturally. That's their goal. We must never
You're
let
correct.
That be too far from our brains. And as much as I admire
I was just going to say, John, what I find ironic is that 30 years ago or so, the Russians were pushing the communist agenda. Now the Russians are the main ones bowing up to them, saying, no, we're not going to play this game with George Soros and company and all those type of people. You know, that to me is what I find ironic.
Oh, it is ironic. And the Vladimir Putin has figured out, and I think a lot of the Russian leadership has, that the fantasy that men and women will work for the benefit of Mother Russia as opposed to working to improve the lives of themselves and their family primarily is a fantasy. It flies in the face. It flies in the face of human nature for all of recorded history. It's human nature to.
Correct.
It's human nature to work to benefit yourself and the lives of the people that are that you're related to by blood and marriage. That's human nature.
You're absolutely correct. You remember the old joke from back in the 80s where somehow you know, this is when there was a tight lid on information coming out of the Soviet Union. But I remember reading way back then some commoner made the comment that we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. And that's pretty much summarizes, you know, how the Soviet Union was and how it did not work.
Right, right. Well, you know, it still doesn't. I mean, where's the showroom in St. Louis for Russian-built automobiles?
Right.
You know, they do build
up. All the Russians do, as far as selling wares in the United States, was a tractor sales place in Goose Creek, South Carolina, which was loaded with KGB. And, you know, occasionally on a Saturday morning, me and a few of my friends would go in there just to shoot the shit with them. Of course, then Monday morning, we had to fill out a contact report.
Right, right. Still, FBI.
You know, everybody knew it was there.
Of course, of course. So where's the Russian tractor dealerships now? I don't have it.
I don't know. I haven't been there in 25 plus years, John.
Well, why would somebody buy an automobile built in Russia? I mean, where's the reports in Road and Track magazine, a Car and Driver, of the how excellent and high performing the Russian automobiles are?
Well, I know that personally, you couldn't give me a lot of, you know, I wouldn't want to take up the space on the farm to let it sit and rot.
No.
You know, I have no, I've ridden in them, believe me, I have no desire to have one.
But, well,
you know, almost everything in Russia is imported now except for their big trucks. They make some really nice big trucks, but even most, a lot of them are imports. I mean, they got as many Kenworths on the road as we do.
Well, Ford Motor Company built at the time, it was the 1930s, the world's largest truck plant in Russia, which
I don't doubt that.
Which is probably still building trucks, I don't know. The Russians, when they invaded Germany, captured a BMW motorcycle factory, unbolted everything, took it back to Russia, set it back up, and are still using that equipment to build what are basically pre-World War II BMWs. That's the Russian motorcycle.
They run good.
They do. They have some... The metallurgy is still state-of-the-art 1935 metallurgy, so so which means they don't have a real long life on the engine. Unfortunately, it's a fun motorcycle with that sidecar and everything.
Yeah, I see videos of those, and some of them look brand new. You know, and we're talking videos made this year on Russian highways.
Right.
No, I don't watch them. You know, they got car crash videos. I'm not watching them for the car crashes, really. I like seeing countryside that I've never seen before.
Right.
Well, you know, there was looking at their vehicles.
Yeah, there was a Russian motorcycle dealership in St. Louis. I don't know if there still is, but it's an unusual motorcycle in the fact that the outrigger wheel on the sidecar has a drive shaft going to it, which kept
now
me.
Now that I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, which gives it capabilities that no other motorcycle has. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it would.
Absolutely. But the premise of international communism is world conquest. And here's the deal. Get yourself a copy of the book, New Lies for Old, by Anatoly Golitsyn. That's the book that will tell the tale there. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of December, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info. Tim, at RuralSurvival.info, it's a place where people gather, men and women gather to educate, inform, and entertain each other, isn't it, Tim?
Yes. Hello? There's tons of information, hundreds of articles, probably 100 articles plus. Multiple hundreds of free downloads. Basically, it's an 8-year collection or 7-year collection of stuff that we put together. Our authors have contributed, and it's all there, and it's all free. And I would encourage anybody to go look. And, you know, if you were interested in the rural lifestyle, you could probably spend a week there nonstop and still not be done reading.
Right, right. Well,
it's an incredible wealth of information.
Now, another service you provide is your alerts. Now, I get a request once a week, John, put me on your email list. I don't have an email list. If I have an alert that's important enough to put out, I use your service at RuralSurvival.info for alerts. Tell us about the alerts and how people can sign up and what it costs.
Okay, well, the cost is $1 per month or $12 a year. The subscriber's choice. What you do to sign up, you go to ruralsurvival.info. There is a red link on the top left-hand side of every page, says alerts. Just click on that. and it tells everything about the alerts. It has a sign-up form there through PayPal, subscription form, and once we get the verification, we add your name to the list, and we do it manually. That way there's no computer mess-ups. We actually manually add a person to the list. So, you know, that's really what it is. And I want people to be aware, you're not going to get advertising. You might go 3 months and never get an email from us. But if something really big breaks and we confirm it, you and I both absolutely confirm it, then we'll send out an alert. So you should usually have it within 2 hours or so of us sending it. It does take my server a time to go through all of them and send them all out. But, you know, that's basically what it is. Like I said, no ads whatsoever. No weekly emails saying buy this or buy that. You know, we figure if somebody's paying for it, then they certainly don't need us filling up their inbox.
Right, right. Well, thank you for that service. We really do appreciate it. Segue here. I was just reading this morning about the airline crash of the soccer team in Colombia. Apparently, right. The pilot had a 5-hour trip and had 4.5 hours of fuel.
Right, I'm reading the same thing.
I mean, I've done enough flying to know the basics. I've taken flight school, ground school. I do have a logbook with I think about 19 hours of my being in the left seat, you know, of an aircraft with an instructor. I flew 57 combat missions in Vietnam, so I've had more aviation experience actually controlling an aircraft than the average person. And I think I can comment on this. Was this guy an idiot? I mean, this is as basic as it gets.
Well, that was my thinking. You know, the other thing is, this was the co-pilot, a young female, 29 years old, very attractive woman. This was her first commercial flight as a co-pilot. And he might have delegated her the duties of checking the fuel and all that, which would have been very silly on his part, considering it was her first flight, not to double check. So that's also a possibility, but that's just speculation.
Well, some of my instructors over the years have been working as instructors to build up the literally hundreds of hours in the logbook it takes before you can sit in that seat hauling passengers for money.
Right.
Hundreds of hours, maybe thousands. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it's extensive experience. Now, that woman may have been on her first flight as a co-pilot of a commercial aircraft, but if she was doing that in this country, she would have to have many hundreds of hours of experience piloting aircraft.
Well, apparently she owned her own private plane. There was multiple pictures online of her getting out of it. Either she owned it or leased it. You know, so I'm sure she had a lot of flight experience. The airline would be nuts to hire without it.
Yeah.
We get a break.
What a tragedy. What a needless tragedy. We have a break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 1st day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I need to thank my webmaster, Tim Spencer, for the new things he's posted. Let's see, I'm at my website right now. We've got there on the left side, here's some new things. First of all, we've got the Swiss America tile there. A great place to educate yourself about the economy, well-written articles by that are well-researched by well-qualified authors. Right below that, the sword with What Would Muhammad Do, the 10-DVD set that will educate you about the true nature of Islam. We have the spinning globe, and then below that, a very unique product, totally unique as far as I know, ghillie suits that will prevent you from being seen from thermal imaging. We're going to be talking more about that next week. And, of course, right below that, the Ozark Survival Community information. Safe havens for your family that can be used as a resort for vacations, for full-time living, and, of course, in the event of a long-term crisis. All for the – you can get completely set up and ready to go to move in for less than the price of a new Ford Mustang automobile. That's pretty unique. And, of course, down the right-hand side, we've got on my website something that's always there, the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. A small electronic device that will mitigate pain, whether it's arthritis pain, back pain, doesn't matter the source of the pain because it heals the source of the pain. And, of course, getting a great night's sleep. What a great gift. Are you risking anything? No, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Do your homework. Read up on the patent application. And discontinue being an energy cleaner procrastinator. You're not risking anything. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Yes, I do, in fact, take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments from U.S. citizens in this country. And I ship as quick as I can get the stuff out the door. So make your choice. Make your decision. Use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks and money orders can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And while we're talking about gifts, Tim, you do have some flash drives in stock ready for gift-giving, don't you, sir?
Oh, yes, I do. And they're a wonderful gift, not just for preppers, but for anybody, really, because, you know, there's tons of information on there. You know, even if somebody has no desire whatsoever to involve in any prepping, there's still tons of information on there. Tech manuals for generators, tech manuals for weapon systems, you name it, it's on there. You know, I've got the Constitution for all 50 states on there. You know, just stuff like that. There's everything on there. And the index is available at ruralsurvival.info. Just click on the red and black flash drives, top right of every page of the site, and there's a link in there near the top to download the 52-53-page index, and so people can see exactly what they're getting before they ever order it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and it's $59.95. You know, for U.S. customers, for shipping overseas, it's $77.95. If there's any extra shipping cost, we eat it, which we usually do to both Australia and Germany. You know, but that's okay.
I have a
problem,
lot of listeners.
Not the customers.
I have a lot of listeners in Germany. Tim, we got a caller on hold, and I think our caller might be looking at the Ozark Survival Homesteads here. Rick, good morning, sir.
Man, what a character. You know, that would be unbelievable. I did look at it. My wife is still teaching, but she keeps threatening to retire. And at that point, that sounds pretty good to me. I could use I could use some time off in the Ozarks. That is kind of a joke. I do. You know, you don't get time off when you start that kind of thing. It just gets worse.
No.
However, you know how it goes, though. It's much more satisfying than my day job. So yeah, man, I would love that.
Well, fill out the information thing there on my website for the Ozark Survival Homesteads, and we'll get that information to you.
Fill it out on mine.
Yeah. Okay. Not a problem. Oh, I see. Of course. All right, I knew this was going to happen someday. I've been waiting. Hey, I have one kind of an off-the-wall comment. It is with regard to food storage. I found myself serendipitously at the corner of Highway 270 and St. Charles Rock Road Monday morning, and that is close to the only time that the Bishop's Storehouse is open. And the reason that I'm bringing that up is because I went in there and I bought some sealed cans of Great Northern beans.
Okay.
If you go to Walmart and you buy their Great Northern beans, you're going to pay around a buck and a half a pound. How these people are doing this, I will never know. But you can buy these a case of beans. It's about 5.3 pounds. So you wind up with about, if you buy a case, maybe it's a little more than that. You wind up with about 66 pounds of beans if you buy two cases, or 33 pounds if one. But you wind up paying about $1.10 a pound for these dried Great Northern beans packed in metal cans with oxygen absorbers / nitrogen. Good storage life for 30 years. And I guess my question is, I'm staring at this thinking, how can this be? Why would you ever buy Great Northern beans from Walmart when you can get them sealed in cans for about 40 cents a pound less? It doesn't make any sense at all.
This is where listening to John Moore's show helps. I've been going to the Bishop Storehouse since the late 90s, around 97 or 98. And the way they can do that is vertical integration. The Church of Jesus Christ owns everything from the land the beans are grown on to the tractors that harvest it to the transportation. They're basically selling... at their cost, and it's set up.
I tell you,
right?
Yes,
it's set up for the members of the church to gain access to this food because it's part of the beliefs of the Latter-day Saints that every family should have a 1-year supply of food on hand.
Right.
So that's how they do it, and it's a great service. And these Bishop storehouses are located all over the United States, where people can participate and buy this food.
Yeah, and I want to say, I don't know, it's shocking to me in some ways that they're just going to let anybody walk in there. But I must admit, it would be a great idea for some Christians to pop in there before we get wiped out. I know what they're up to, taking care of their own. But if they're going to allow us to have access to this stuff, we really probably should take advantage of it. And it's all sealed in cans. I mean, it's ready to go for 30 years. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's ready to go.
All right.
Okay. Anything else, Rick?
All right. No, sir. That's going to do it. I appreciate it. Having fun this morning listening to the show.
Okay. Well, it is fun, and we always appreciate your calls. Okay. Well, Tim, I don't know if you've ever been to the Bishop Storehouse. I've been going there for decades, and I have hundreds of pounds of food from the Bishop Storehouse in stock, ready to be used if it ever needs to be. So just check that out, the Bishop Storehouse. It's a good deal, and it is the real deal.
John, if we got a minute, we really need to talk about the Ukraine, buddy. Things are heating up big time.
Well, let's get some updates on the Ukraine. What's going on?
All right. Right now, down by the border of Crimea and Ukraine proper, Ukrainian forces are doing anti-aircraft drills with S-300 missiles. The Russians have gotten really upset about it. They've moved 55,000 troops to the southern border of Russia that borders Ukraine. They've moved 5,000 to 6,000 more troops into the Donbass region, which is in Ukraine. Crimea, they've activated or put on highest state of alert 23,000 troops and 1,000 in Moldova. And these missile drills are going on right now. Russia said they will shoot down these S-300s when they're fired. And if anything strays into Crimea, they will also blow up the missile launchers themselves, which are in the Ukraine. So we've got another potential flashpoint right at this minute.
Well, it's been an up and down situation over there now for several years.
Yeah, it has. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm just saying we have a potential flashpoint, John.
Right. Well, it's not a flight of fancy to believe that. It's based on reality. It's based on observation of these events in other parts of the world for decades. And it's dangerous. And we need to monitor it and be aware of it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And the only scary thing to it, not even scary, that's not the word I'm looking for, but the concerning thing to me is how fast something like this could escalate. You know, with today's weapons and today's communication systems, you know, it's not going to take a week for this to get going if somebody pushes the button. It's going to be minutes.
Right.
You know,
right.
And hopefully the United States will be smart enough to stay out of it. I hope.
Well, hopefully we will. It's, as I frequently say, we've got young men in their early to mid-20s up all night on duty, having command and control over sophisticated, powerful weapons, and
right.
Things can happen inadvertently.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
In our military, at least, there's a lot of safeguards, but, you know, I can't speak for the Russian military. I know during Soviet times, they didn't have near as many safeguards in place as we did, you know, when it came to control of nuclear weapons and stuff like that. You know, we had a much greater control on our military. But you're right. You get a young lieutenant up there at 2:30 in the morning, and he gets a launch warning, and, you know, boom, there it goes. You know, he's doing his job, and he's doing it right. But still, you know, a young guy like that doesn't think about the implications of what he's doing.
Right. You know? Right. Right. Well, they don't have the maturity. The male brain is not even close to being mature until age 25.
Right.
Dangerous stuff that we need to be aware of. Not that there's anything we can do about it.
No, just being aware. That's all.
That's right.
Being aware and being prepared.
Well, being aware and being prepared could be a matter of life and death. Knowing when to take action before everybody else figures it out could literally be a matter of life and death, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely it could. Now, me, the only action I got to take is, you know, move the stuff, you know, if it starts up and we can do it in a half hour, is all the stuff we got in our little, you know, improvised fallout shelter stored there. But that can be moved out in very little time. You know, and even if a bomb drops, we probably got still 8 to 12 hours on top of that before any fallout gets here.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're as prepared as we can be. We don't got to run to the grocery store or anything like that. We've got it all.
And that brings up the Ozark Survival Communities that's being built here. It's the real deal. It's meant for families that of normal means, not excessive financial means, but families of normal
means. Not Vivos.
Right. Vivos is great, and I know Robert, and he's doing a great job. It's very high-end for people that got the financial wherewithal. But this is for average families with average incomes, with bank financing. And what this effort does is not done even in the high end like Vivos. It has a solution to what comes next.
You know, exactly.
When a crisis.
That is one thing.
Right.
I was just going to say, that is one thing which I really, really like about Jeff's proposal there, is what comes next. You know, we look at that here on the farm, but I didn't realize anybody was doing it commercially.
Well, he's the first that we know of. He is the first that we know of.
Right.
And it's not just these commercial outfits, it's the government as well. Back in the late 80s, I took delivery of a 1 foot stack tall of every publication related to preparedness from the FEMA. And
right.
Not a single one, not one of them addressed, what do you do when you come out of the shelter? Not one of them.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't know if I've got read as many as you have, John, but I've never read anything from FEMA. Well, start with, most of the stuff from FEMA is absolutely worthless, but that's my opinion.
Little more than worthless. A little more.
Yeah. You know, actually, I get, to me, some of the stuff that was published in the 60s and 70s by Civil Defense is much more valuable to me than anything FEMA's put out.
Right. Right. Yeah, the old Civil Defense stuff was much better for improvised shelters, ways to be safe during that crisis, but none of them either addressed what do you do when you come out of the shelter. Not a single one of those either.
You're correct.
Right.
Well, like I said, I'm not trying to scare anybody with this Ukraine thing. I just want people to be aware that in a matter of 24 hours, everything's gone from semi-stable to oh-crap time again.
Right. Well, Where it's not. It's been in the wings, ready here.
Oh, yeah.
To go. It's not a total surprise at all. It's quite frankly no surprise to me whatsoever. It's what have I?
No, it's not to me either.
Expecting and anticipating.
Yeah. You know, my guess is, you know, the Ukraine is a big country. They don't have to go down into this region, they being the Ukrainian military. They don't need to go down and practice right on Crimea's border. There's no reason to. My guess is somebody has got Porochenko to try to stir the pot down there. Somebody probably being the United States. I don't know that for a fact. It's conjecture. Only.
Well, the CIA is probably responsible for him being in office.
Oh, yeah.
Right. CIA instigated.
No question about that.
Right. Right. Yep.
So, you know, my guess is somebody is, you know, twisting his arm, or maybe he's doing it willingly because it was suggested. But, you know, they could be 500 miles east of Ukraine doing this, and it wouldn't be causing any problems. I mean,
right.
Even Kiev, I meant.
All right, here's our break.
Here's
our break. Stay tuned. We got time for one more call. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with 0 bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. And, Tim, it seems like this hour always flies by, I know.
Right.
A lot of people, this is how I want to end up the show today. Donald Trump's elected. Now I can get back to watching Dancing with the Stars and football.
Wrong.
Wrong. Jim Rawls, a lot of us are on Watchmen on the Walls, Steve Quayle. This is not the time to back off. This is the time to double down.
Exactly.
Donald Trump, I think, is the real deal on one hand. On the other, $19 trillion in debt is the 900-pound gorilla in the middle of the living room.
Right.
That by itself can destroy our country.
Well, my personal feeling is do away with the Fed. You do away with the Fed completely, you do away with the debt. Remember, that debt is owed to the Federal Reserve, not to the Treasury.
Right. Right. Old buy, not two. Old buy.
Right. Right.
Right.
You're right.
And, yes. So that needs to be dealt with. And we don't know what's going to happen. We do know the possibilities. And that's where having a hobby farm or being a participant in the Ozark survival community that we now have going as of yesterday is critical. People need to have a safe haven. These issues, including the violently rising ocean levels that the submariners have been going to briefings on since 1979, these are not going away. It's time to double down and get busy, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, just because Donald Trump won, you know, there's so many things could happen between now and inauguration and after inauguration. You know, I don't believe that Trump will start World War III like I was sure Obama was going to, and he still could. There's still 50 days left.
Right.
But there's still other things we must worry about. You know,
absolutely.
Like you said, solar flares to take out the power grid, rising ocean levels, and I'll probably have some information for you Monday on that. I'll be talking to you privately in a little while. But anyway,
okay.
You know, there's so many things that we need to watch for. And I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm just saying all I think I want to relay to people is the possibility exists, and it's so much easier to prepare now than try to do it after, you know, the defecation hits the ventilation.
That's right. That's right. So that's your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. Situational awareness, right, Tim?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, we help out a little bit with having that mailing list so we can give people a heads up since we follow this stuff all the time. But still, everybody should be aware of what's going on for themselves also.
They should. Tim, I don't want to be cut off by the music. We'll be talking privately. I thank you for being with us, sir.
All right. I enjoyed it tremendously. As always, John, you have a good day.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.